Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlin. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlin. And now, play ball. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a line drive towards third. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling strikes out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressuit bunts towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Geiger moves to second. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Cunningham moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Horlan covering, for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Malzone goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nixon moves to third. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Horlin, and towards Fox, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss bunts towards first. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin strikes out. Nixon drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Martin out. Two outs. Joe Horlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlin hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressude hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Geiger moves to second. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Clinton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Clinton reaches second base with a double. Geiger scores. Yastrzemski goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Clinton scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Frank Kreutzer now pitching. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clinton. Fox reaches second base with a double. Landis goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Red Sox. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. Fox moves to third. Cunningham moves to second. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Cunningham scores. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Hal Kahlstedt now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Smith reaches second base with a double. Hershberger scores. It's Red Sox, 4, White Sox, 4. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Kahlstedt covering, for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. Schilling strikes out. One out. Bob Tillman pinch hits for Hal Kahlstedt. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geiger. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Geiger steals second. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud is 0-for-2 in the game. Bresud hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Arnold Early now pitching. Charlie Smith pinch hits for Frank Kreutzer. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive towards short. Bresud reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hershberger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Schirmlaller now catching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Merlin Nippert now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler bunts in front of the plate. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. Weiss moves to second. One out. Deacon Jones pinch hits for Turk Lown. Deacon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is walked intentionally. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Landis hits a fly ball for an out. Smith tags and scores. Weiss scores. Jones moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-4, White Sox. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Chet Nichols now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Dom Zanni now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss misplays the ball. That's an error on Weiss. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Cunningham, and towards Fox, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Malzone moves to second. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 3 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Chet Nichols. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.